green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly.
Well, it's Tuesday morning, the 3rd of August, and I'd like to do a little update on the fund. Monday, I went into the bank and filled out all the paperwork to send the wire for the fund, which, if you don't know, is my retirement account, my IRA, which I'm rolling over to a thinkorswim account where I can buy individual equities, bonds, and about anything you can think of. Now I'd like to get into some of the news. Today there's been a lot of talk about the RIM press conference and their release of the BlackBerry slider, and there's been some wild whipsawing in the price of the stock. I think they needed to show a tablet today. There's only currently two tablets on the market, the iPad and an Android device available at Kmart for $150. If RIM had shown a tablet today and could release it soon, they would be the second major company on the market. The rumors were that the tablet would be able to connect with your BlackBerry smartphone, but apparently that was all hype. So while others are really bullish on their release, I want to get in until it touches the $55 200-hour moving average, which probably won't happen for a day or two, and then I'd think about it. It depends on how successful the release of the version 6 OS is this week. That could be awesome. I'd really look for them to talk about the tablet that they're going to release, if they are going to release one. If they're not going to release a tablet at all, then I would forget about it. From now to the end of the year around Christmas, there is going to be a tablet tidal wave. But companies need to get these things out earlier to cash in on a huge chunk of the market share. Also, we'll talk about BP because of my holding. In the show notes, I've put a weekly chart, a daily chart, and an hourly chart. So take a look at those at thefreemarketanarchist.blogspot.com. And you can see how I have my charts set up. If you look at the weekly chart, there was a short-term high, you know, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and today it kind of busted through it and fell back through it, and it's hovering around it. Scroll down to the daily chart, and you can see better. I've drawn a horizontal line there. If we close above that mark, then we could see the fill of the gap from June. You can see a little run up as they did top kill, and then there was a gap down. So I think we could fill to 45 rather quickly here in a few days or a week or two, which would put me back in the middle of my spread. Again, if you were looking to get into BP, I wanted until it either closed above that 39.86 mark for the day, or even better, the week, or until possibly we have a retractment to this 10-period moving average, 10-day moving average. I like to keep it simple, and I use moving averages most of the time for entry and exits. I use a 20-period moving average, a 50-period moving average, and a 200-period moving average. My position for BP still has 73 days. I'd like to see it come back up to the 20-week period moving average, 51.05 on the first chart, which is about the same as the 200-day moving average, 51.07. So that would be a great price point to, or a great target. Also, if you look back at the week, you can see back in the financial crisis that BP was between 60 and 80. And you know, as the price of oil really dropped down in October 09 and whatnot, it reached some lows around where it's at now. But lots of times would swing back up to 50. And really the key indicator on the weekly is the moving averages, the two longer ones. And really the key is to look at long, mid, and short-term graphs to find entry points and look at moving averages. Really there's not much news for BP. They're talking about doing a dual top kill procedure, which I hope is successful, but there's also the two relief wells on their way, should be there soon, and there's going to be less and less to talk about in the news. So I really look at for 2 or 3 weeks that we reach that moving average, unless something happens, and then we could go back down and test lows. Just before you get into a position, look for confirmations of indicators. Make sure you're trading on the close of different periods. Look for retracements or confirmations to enter. That's really all I have for right now. Look for future updates. We welcome any questions, answers, comments. Go ahead and leave a comment on the blog or email me at christopherr@gmx.com. I do ask you to put FMA in the subject line so it doesn't get lost. Or you can click the Google Voice link on the blog, thefreemarketanarchist.blogspot.com. Simply enter your phone number. Google Voice will call you. You can leave a message for the show. Again, I thank you for listening, my friends, and have a great trading week, and we'll be in touch soon. We're looking for the wire transfer to hit the account sometime this week, but we're always actively looking for great ideas. Thanks, and see you soon.